time for Hartley's CAT Scan, a weekly podcast featuring the who's who of your Prince George Cougars.
And welcome to CAT Scan. It's brought to you by Prince George Office Systems, custom business solutions for your print, scan, and copy needs on the corner of 5th and George. The last line of defense with the PG Cougars, veteran of blue liners, Cole Moberg and Rhett Reinhart. We'll start with Cole. Very exciting summer for you. Why don't you tell us all about it?
Yeah, no, it was pretty exciting. Obviously, in June getting drafted and then going to development camp. It's exciting times. And then coming back up here for the start of training camp and then doing training camp with Chicago as well. It's very exciting.
You were selected in the seventh round. Talk about that moment. Talk about your feeling as to whether you felt your name was going to be called.
It was stressful. It got a little stressful as of late. You always want your name to be called. You're not too sure if it's going to be. But when I finally got my name called, it was just pure joy. I had a loss for words when it happened. I didn't really know what to say, but I was just so excited.
All right, so it was the Chicago Blackhawks that called your name. Talk about the conversation. Did you get a phone call ahead of time? Did you have to wait for the announcement? Tell us all about it and who from the Hawks got a hold of you.
I got a phone call from my agent, like right as their pick went in. And then as soon as their pick was in, the scout that I'd been dealing with all through like the season called me and told me that I was drafted. So that's who I talked to.
And your immediate reaction? Did you have a little fist pump? Was it more exciting than scoring a big goal?
Yeah. No, that was the most exciting thing I've had in my life, for sure.
You really blossomed from the start of last season to the end of last season. Did you feel that? And what do you attribute that to?
I think just confidence. In the start of last season, I came in knowing that there's a chance I could get drafted, and I just got to play my best. And so I just started getting there in the start of the season. And by the end of the season, I just had all the confidence that I can do it all. And so there it was.
From two goals one season to 13 the next, why the big jump?
Well, a lot of it was on the power play, so that always helps. But I think it's just getting more shots on net and just having an eye for the net.
So you scored the PG Cougars' first power play goal of the season, but you weren't a defenseman.
No.
You're a power forward there. What the heck happened?
They just thought I'd change something up. Obviously, we have very few right-handed forwards in our lineup, so they just saw a spot for me in the middle there, and I just went there and got a chance right in the first game, and I put in the net.
So is that a role you would like to continue, or would your preference be on the power play to be at the point?
Obviously, I would like to be on the point. That's where I was all last year. But if they're going to keep me in the slot, I'll take it. I'll find a way. I'll learn the spot and continue to thrive there.
What is the adjustment for a natural defenseman when he is on the point on the power play compared to when you're causing havoc in front as a forward that is supposed to cause traffic?
You have less time. You're getting the puck. You don't really have the time for the big one-timer. It's just kind of on your stick, off your stick, either making a pass or getting on net. And then, obviously, if it's at the point, you got to also throw in a little screen there for the goalie. It's a little different, but we'll get used to it.
A little bit of an injury early in the season, but you're healthy now. Just sort of talk a little bit about that and overcoming that. It's a little bit of a minor one.
Minor injury, couple weeks. Missed a couple weeks, so just took an awkward hit. So we got back, worked with Mike a lot. And back at full strength and full health now.
Where are the PG Cougars this year? Obviously, we can see the standings. But from a player's point of view, where do the Cougars fit in the mix in the Western Conference?
I think we can be up there. We've obviously played well all eight of our games this year. We've been in all of them. So I think we just let's get a couple more goals here, and we'll be winning a lot more games than we're losing.
Ah, but getting a couple of more goals. This team is offensively challenged. Where are those goals coming from?
I think you just get some more confidence from some of your young guys, and D just keep getting pucks on net, getting rebounds, and just get traffic in front of the net.
Do you feel a responsibility to jump into the play to help create offense and get that fourth man into the rush because there's not natural goal scorers on this team?
I don't feel it as a responsibility because we don't have a natural goal scorer. I feel it's just my playing style, and that's what I like to do, to jump up. But I also can't jump up looking for the extra goal and leave the D zone too early and then leave our goalie out to dry.
Talk about growing up in North Vancouver and your rise to the minor hockey system.
Well, I was never really the best player in minor hockey. Even in the Bantam, I played Tier 2 both years. So it was hard. I had to work hard every day to get to where I am now. Obviously, you're not getting drafted in the Bantam draft, and then just getting listed when I was 15, now then signed 16, and now here I am.
So would you consider yourself a late bloomer?
For sure.
What sort of happened? At what age, at what point did you say, hey, I'm WHL caliber, I can play at that level?
I think in Bantam, I finally realized, like, okay, like, this is where I want to be. I just got to put in the work every day so I can get there. So I just kept working hard with the coaches I had, and they had a lot of experience. So just followed and listened to what they said, and then just kept working.
You've had a couple of coaches since you've been with the PG Cougars, Richard Matvichuk, and now Mark Lamb. Talk about the differences.
They both bring great experience. Obviously, they both play in the NHL, both coached at higher levels. So they're both really good. Obviously, with Mark Lamb here now, we're just focusing on what he's putting forward. And yeah.
What does Mark stress the most for you as a D-man?
I think defense first. Obviously, I'm an offensive defenseman. But as a D-man, you have to be focused about your defense first. So that's one big thing that I've always been working on is being the last to leave my D-zone rather than being the first.
I can tell, though, you love scoring goals.
I truly do.
Yeah, it's just something that is just, there's no other feeling like that. I mean, obviously, no. Except getting drafted. What is it about that?
I just like the excitement and just bring life to the team. Obviously, when we score a goal, we always feel like we're in games, if it's the first goal or it's the goal to tie it up. Like, we always feel like we're in games, and just scoring those goals just brings so much excitement.
Were you a goal scorer in minor hockey, or was that something you had to develop as well?
No, I was always an offensive defenseman. That's always what I wanted to be. So it's just kind of getting the confidence in the WHL to play my style as an offensive defenseman.
So you have a little bit of a late birthday, just celebrating a birthday. Now, as one of the older guys on the Cougars, what responsibility do you feel?
Just a leadership role, for sure. Obviously, with quite a few young guys that are in the first or second years, you got to show them what it's like to be in the WHL day in and day out. It's not the easiest league. Obviously, we have the hardest travel. So how you take care of your bodies, what you do on your off days, you just got to show them what they need to do to prepare. So when they're an older guy, they can show the younger guys what to do.
Talk about being a leader and what that means, because it's more than just showing example on the ice.
Yeah, it's showing example on the ice, and then obviously you got to hold people accountable at times. If they're getting out of line, you gotta hold them accountable. And then you also just have to be a positive influence on the bench, in the room, on the ice. You don't want to be too hard on the guys. That's what the coach are going to do. If you do something wrong, they'll let you know. As a leader, you just got to keep them positive.
Are there some losses that sting more than others? If so, any that stand out?
Obviously the losses that either put us out of playoffs, or that were super close. Obviously, in the 17-game losing streak last year, All the ones that we were so close to breaking the streak, and we just couldn't get it done, hurt. And then this year, I find just like all the losses we've had this year, we've been so close. We've been two goals behind, and so it's just hard. They're all starting to sting the same now. We just want to keep winning.
What about on the other end, the wins? Do they all feel the same? Some feel better than others? Do some stick out?
I think they all feel the same now. As a team now, we know we can win, and we've played like we can win. So I think now we just got to keep building on that, not get too high after a win, and just continue.
Not get too high after a win, yet the first victory this season came against the Kelowna Rockets. Apparently there's a lot of jubilation in that dressing room. Was that not getting a little too high?
Yeah, we were pretty happy after that one. Obviously with the first one, you gotta be happy, especially after a few losses to start the season. But now it's just all work. We get a win, it's just kind of back to work for the next day.
So then you got your first road victory in Spokane. Didn't feel quite the same?
No, it wasn't the same.
No, it wasn't the same. Even though it was a first win on the road.
Yeah,
and all
first
that.
Win on the road, but you're still happy. Obviously, you're going to be happy after every win, but it wasn't quite the same as our first win of the season.
WHO Western Conference, for you guys to get in, you've got to beat out two teams. How do you assess the Western Conference? Who do you think is really good? And who do you think is, you know, our teams that you're right there with?
I think our entire division's good. I think we have one of the best divisions in the WHL right now. So we just got to keep up with them. Obviously, we've played Kelowna well over the last season and at the start of this season. We've played them well, so I think we got to keep our eye matching with them, obviously with them building for the Memorial Cup. But I think if we can beat everyone and play in tight with everyone in our division, I think we'll be good.
Is there one team, doesn't necessarily have to be in the Western Conference, that gives you more difficulty to play against than others?
I think our hardest one's Kamloops. Since I've been here, we haven't won at home against Kamloops. So I think that's the hardest team that, for some reason, like I find as a whole, we have trouble against.
And why would that be? I mean, Kamloops, they've got a pretty good team, but they've never really been at the very top.
No, I don't know. It's just maybe some preparation, stuff we have to do better. I'm not too sure exactly what it is, but I think this year's our time to break it.
Your goals and objectives for the rest of this season and for your hockey career?
This year it's going to be making playoffs. I feel our team is good enough, and we're starting to play the right way, and so we can get there. And then obviously goals for my career, play in the NHL. I think every young kid's gonna say that, but I feel like I can do it, and so I'm gonna keep working to do that.
And what have the Chicago Blackhawks, the team that drafted you in the seventh round, told you to achieve that goal?
I think so, just keep working on my D zone. Obviously that's a big part of being a defenseman. And so every day I just got to come to the rink and work on that and just keep building to be a pro.
Cole Moberg just turned 19. Prince George Cougar is a defenseman. Appreciate that. All the best to you the rest of the season. CAT scan is brought to you by Prince George Office Systems, custom business solutions for your print, scan, and copy needs on the corner of 5th and George. Well, staying on to the blue line, he will be turning 18 years old, Rhett Reinhardt, a WHL, a veteran at that tender age. And, you know, we talked to Cole Moberg earlier on the CAT scan and the thrill he had about being drafted. Well, that's a possibility for you because the rankings came out and you were a C prospect, which means a potential, you know, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th round pick. Your thoughts upon hearing that news?
I mean, it's pretty cool to see that. I mean, growing up, playing hockey all my life, it's a goal to be drafted in the NHL, and I think it'd be pretty surreal if that did happen.
And were you surprised when your name was on that list since it wasn't before, or is that something that you sort of expected?
I don't know if expected, but I mean, I was hoping that I was going to be on there. I believed I was good enough to be on there, and it feels pretty good to see my name on there.
Your WHL career actually started with the Prince Albert Raiders, played a few games with the PA. Were you sort of caught in a numbers game? Remember, that team eventually went on, you know, to capture a WHL championship. You were very young at the time, just 16. Sort of talk about your PA experience.
It was a decent experience in Prince Albert. At the time, we had 8 defensemen, and me being the youngest by over 2 years, and I'd say it was more of a numbers game. Being the young guy, I wasn't given much opportunity, and I believed I was good enough to get more opportunity, and then the trade went on after that.
So when you were informed, your reaction, were you enthused because you're going to get a better chance, more chance to play, or are you a little disappointed knowing how good the Raiders were?
At the time, actually, when I was traded, Prince Albert was bottom of the East Division. We had a tough start to the season, but although I was quite excited when I did get the news, because, you know, getting more opportunity to prove myself, I believed I was there, and I was happy with the overall situation.
When we talked to Cole, he's from BC. Well, you're from Alberta, Lloydminster. Mm-hmm. Talk about growing up in your minor hockey experience.
Well, I only played up until my first year Bantam, actually, in Lloydminster. So then I ended up moving to Abbotsford and playing at the Yale Hockey Academy.
What made you and your family decide, hey, that's going to be best for you?
Well, at the time, Lloydminster wasn't going to have a very good team. And that was my, Bantam draft year. And I was hoping, you know, get picked. And the Yale Hockey Academy was supposed to be one of the top teams in Western Canada. And we actually had a spring hockey tournament one weekend. And after the weekend, I had a call from the head coach, and they asked me to come out and play. And it was kind of a no-brainer, and I'm very glad I did it.
Prior to joining the WHL, what was your highlight?
The John Reed Memorial Tournament. They say that's one of the most prestigious tournaments in Bantam, and I was able to win that in my second year Bantam. It was a pretty cool feeling.
And where was that played? And just sort of tell us a little bit about that, because not everybody's heard of that tournament.
It's in St. Albert. You get teams from all across Canada and even teams from the States. They say it's like one of, like, basically the best Bantam tournament there is in the area, I guess you could say. And to not only just win it, but we were able to go undefeated the whole tournament. Felt pretty good.
Where do you think the PG Cougars are now compared to when you joined them a couple of years back?
I see we're making steps for sure. I mean, when we first got here, we were a losing team. But even now, we have a losing record, but I believe that we're not a losing team. We've played well enough to win most of our games here. And as Cole said earlier, you know, have a couple more pucks go in, and I think we'll be fine.
The team, though, is built to win 2-1 and 3-2. Is that added pressure for the D-man, knowing that there's not going to be a lot of nights with 5 or 6 goals?
I wouldn't say just added pressure for the D-man. I mean, it's everybody. I mean, all of us have to play defense, and if we're able to stick to our roles and play our man well enough, I think we'll be good.
For those that haven't seen you play a lot, talk about your style of play, how you view yourself.
I describe myself as a two-way defenseman. I believe I can contribute both offensively and defensively. I like to play physical. I mean, it's always fun running somebody through the boards. I just describe myself as a good overall around player.
So we know Cole stated how much joy he gets from scoring. I know you would as well. But would you rather have that big punishing hit or the goal?
Probably the goal. I mean, the goal doesn't put a number on the scoreboard for you. But, I mean, both are good feelings, but a goal is able to help the team out.
Right. Any hits that sort of stand out in your mind, either that you've delivered or have taken?
One hit that I remember was last year against Seattle. I stood a guy up when he was cutting across the middle, and I think that might be one of the biggest hits of my life.
Right. How many times did you watch that highlight?
A lot.
Yeah. And that's sort of, I guess, you know, for players, about the fact of the enjoyment of other things than scoring goals, like you enjoyed with that big hit and everything like that. Talk about what players discuss after games other than you know, scoring goals?
You know, there's quite a few things. You know, it could be, you know, a nice pass or block shot, you know, block shot, big hit that always gets the boys going on the bench. And those are always things to talk about afterwards.
You get opportunities on the power play and a penalty kill. A preference for yourself?
I like the PK. I mean, it's always a good feeling shutting down the other team's power play. But then again, you got to love the power play. I mean, that's the chance where your coach is putting trust in you to go out there with a man advantage, you know, to score a goal.
Your shot has really developed. Have you always had that shot from the back end that has been able to elude goaltenders?
My slap shot's always been quite good. I haven't used it as much as I'd like to, you know, in the past few years, but I'd say it's always been a weapon.
The Cougars, since you've been on the team, and actually it goes back further, have been a better team on the penalty kill than the power play. Would you have any explanation from a player's point of view why that might be?
I'm not really sure. I mean, ever since I've been here, the PK has always been good. I think, you know, the system's good and we're able to play it to perfection. I mean, the power play, it's a little tougher. I mean, you're supposed to have a worse power play percentage than penalty kill, but I mean, it's tough. You don't always get the opportunities you like on the power play, but you do your best when you do get that opportunity to bury it.
How confident are you that the Cougars legitimately are a playoff team?
100% confident. I mean, that game against Kelowna there, at the time, they're the number one team in the league in the standings. I mean, we can compete with anyone, and I believe that.
Yeah, I talked with Cole about some matchups and teams. Any particular teams or players that give you more trouble than others?
I don't know about any names, but I'd say the Kamloops a little bit. You know, they're a small, fast team, and me being a bigger guy, I like playing against bigger guys, you know, physicality-wise, where they're more of a skill game, and I think that tests me a little bit more.
Where do you think your game needs to grow in order to get to the next level?
I think I need to be a little more confident in myself. I just think I can do more. Yeah. I mean, I need to be more confident in myself, if that's maybe rushing the puck or making an extra move or something like that, just kind of believing in myself to take a step further.
Do you, like a lot of players, do you need a lot of coaching? Do you prefer less, more? How do you sort of look at that as a player?
I love any feedback that I can get. I mean, having Jason Smith and Mark Lamb on the bench, I mean, it doesn't really get much better than that. Those are two guys that played in the NHL and for a long time. I mean, any feedback from those guys will help.
Jason Smith just joined the PG Cougars this season as an associate coach. Long time in the NHL, over 1,000 games played. Former head coach with the Kelowna Rockets. And we've had him on a CAT scan this season as well. Talk about, from a player, what he brings as a coach.
You know, he's awesome. He is super positive in the room, on the ice, on the bench. I mean, the feedback may not always be positive, but he says it in a positive way. He's not the guy who's yelling, screaming at you. Everything's positive, and I like that.
So what would be an example of maybe things that he's trying to correct in your game? How is he able to relate that? Sort of give us an example if you can.
Well, there's some things, like, for all the defensemen, we're really preaching on, you know, getting back to pucks quick and communication with the goalie. And those are two big things that both him and Mark have been preaching on.
Early season, when you had the back-to-back home games against Kelowna, you got a split, but it actually took in that first game, Kelowna, a late power play goal to win that opener. But in both games, the Cougars excelled defensively and had all five guys back. As a defenseman, when you see that, how does that up your play, and what does that do for you when you see it's not just up to us two back here?
You know, having the support line there with the forwards, it gives you some reassurance that kind of if you do your job, like if everyone does their job, you're going to be in a good spot.
Do you have the freedom offensively from the coaching staff to do as you please in terms of jumping in offensively, or do the coaches hold you back in some situations?
For the most part, it's whenever you get the opportunity to join in offensively, do it. I mean, he doesn't want us rushing the puck. He wants us getting that puck up quick to the forwards, you know, joining the rush. And I think, you know, he's happy whenever we get an opportunity to join in. We do our best to join in.
The Cougars have some 17 or 18 returning players. That makes a big difference because while everyone says it's a young team, and it is, you're in the middle part of the league, not as young as last season. Talk about what that extra experience means for the Cougars.
I don't know how many rookies it was last year, but I think it was close to 7 or 8. I mean, all those guys getting a year more experience, and even all the veterans getting another year experience, getting more confident. I think just that extra year gives a lot of people more confidence, more, you know, just comfortability to the league.
Are you strictly a hockey guy, or do you excel in other sports or participate in other sports?
Right now, I'm mostly just a hockey guy. I mean, I'll do a little bit of golfing in the summer and stuff like that. I mean, when I was younger, I loved to play other sports, but kind of came a time where I had to pick one or the other, and I stuck with hockey.
The Cougars recently got a new bus. How much of an upgrade? And I see both you and Cole laughing a little bit with that new bus. You know, just sort of talk about that from a player's point of view, what that means, and if there is such a big difference.
Oh, 100% a big difference. I mean, with the bus, the old bus, like, it was good except for the fact that the engine would break down nonstop and the transmission and miss a gear, and we'd be stuck on the side of the road 10 times in a 10-hour trip. I mean, nobody wants that. No, just having the new bus, get the reassurance that we're not going to be on the side of the road, which is
so
good.
There were a lot of instances on the road, obviously, that, you know, don't get reported and not really that big a deal, but there, I guess what you're saying, there are a lot of inconveniences with the old bus.
Yes, for sure.
And now things, what do you like to do on the bus? Just play cards, watch some TV? What do you like to do on the road there?
There's lots of different things you can do. I mean, for the most part, I'm the guy who likes to lay down and turn on some Netflix and sleep.
Right.
But then the odd time, you know, might hop in a game of cards or stuff. You know, a lot, people do different things. Some people just sit there on their phones. Some are playing cards. Some are playing board games.
Do the trips seem as long as they would appear when you're making that 10 or 12-hour trip to the U.S. or going other? Or does the time just fly by so quickly you don't even notice it?
There's some times where they're both. I mean, there's some times where, you know, you're an overnight trip or something like that, and it's just sleep, and then you wake up and you're there. Then there's the time where you're going through the day, and it's like, wow, like, could this be any longer? But they have both situations.
Do you have a favorite rink to play in and or a least favorite rink to play in?
Favorite rink would probably be, I like Seattle's rink. They have good ice, and the fans are crazy. It's a pretty surreal atmosphere. Worst rink to play in, I don't even know if I have a least favorite rink to play in.
So there's not one that you say, oh, we got to go there again?
Actually, Spokane, kind of.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of Spokane.
Why would that be?
I don't like the ice. No? It's kind of soft.
You got a win there this season.
We did.
You know, so that must have been pretty good. Talk about the being in Prince George, Billets, city life, being a Cougar in PG, what that means.
It's pretty cool. I mean, like, you see going around town, like, even at restaurants and stuff, you always see ads up for the Cougars, and it's pretty cool to see, like, oh, well, I'm a part of that. Like, you see all these people advertising us, showing us off, and it's pretty cool.
What about in the community? We hear the Cougars are so embedded in the Prince George community, and players like yourself are involved in that. Talk about some of the community work the Cougars do that you've been involved with.
Well, for this year, for example, actually, me and my roommate, Connor Bowie, we went to Marble Slab one time.
Right.
And we served ice cream for about an hour, which was pretty fun. And actually, a couple guys yesterday, no, I wasn't included, but they went and did some floor hockey stuff with some people out at one of the gyms. And,
right.
You know, we do all different stuff from last year, from collecting money from the Salvation Army or going to schools and talking to kids. It goes all over the board.
So you're serving ice cream?
Yeah.
You must have had some.
Yeah, afterwards.
Yeah, I know. Must have been pretty good.
It was good.
Yeah, exactly.
I honestly didn't even finish it all.
Really? You couldn't finish it all? There was that amount that was there?
They said they'd make it for me, and then I asked for a little fudge sauce on the top, and they kind of poured a little too much fudge on it.
Right.
And it was just a little too much for me.
Yeah, I bet. All right. So going forward for the PG Cougars and for yourself, your goal with the team your personal goal, where you see yourself?
For the team, I'd say the same goal as Cole. I mean, I want to make the playoffs. This is my third year in the league now, and haven't really been close to touching the playoffs, and I think that'd be pretty awesome to get there. And personal goal, I'm just going to say that, you know, just keep playing the way I'm playing. I mean, I've had a good start to the season, and if I can keep doing what I'm doing, you know, improve day after day, putting in the extra work, you know, putting the right food in, I believe that'll help me to get where I want to be here in the upcoming future.
Appreciate you coming in.
Awesome. Thank you.
You bet. That is Rhett Reinhart, and prior we had Cole Moberg, the last line of defense with the Prince George Cougars. And CAT scan has been brought to you by Prince George Office Systems, custom business solutions for your print, scan, and copy needs on the corner of 5th and George.